This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk involves a moral dilemma that I had with my children at home, and I'm really torn on what to do.
This one's tough, man.
Yeah, I'm really torn.
Your babies are your center, and then they sometimes knock you off your center.
Well, I'm not sure if I did the right thing, and I really was upset, and I was having a moral dilemma about it, and I was like, I gotta decide.
Yeah.
I gotta decide. It's okay, you guys can wait. I gotta decide if I'm doing the right thing here or not, because I felt horrible. And this is Welcome to Parenting.
Parenting 101.
So, we got home from the radio station on Monday. Remember, the boys were off school.
That's right.
And they came in to be on the radio, Hudson and Owen, my 12 and almost 14-year-old.
Bro day.
And as soon as we got home, everybody dispersed. We did our own thing. And at some point throughout the day, I had to move the couch to mess with the internet. And like the internet, the Wi-Fi is behind the couch,
okay,
the router and
yep,
all that.
Yep, yep.
So I moved the couch. And when I moved the couch, I moved it back and a pair of headphones, like iPhone headphones, popped out. And I went, oh my gosh, these must be the headphones that Owen has been missing for months.
Months. Jeez.
So then I go upstairs. Owen and Hudson are up in their rooms. I go, Hudson, did you lose your headphones? Because the only other person they could belong to is Hudson. And he's always wearing his headphones. So I said, Hudson, do you have your headphones? Yep. And I'm like, really?
Thought these were yours.
I'm thinking, are we sure these are Owen's?
Their mom instinct was like,
I was like,
sure?
Did Hudson just drop these and he didn't realize? I go, Hudson, are you sure? He screams back down from his room. Yep.
Yep.
Owen comes to the top of the stairs. I go, are these your missing headphones? He goes, I guess. I go, Hudson, are you sure you don't have headphones? Yep. From his room.
Third time.
Owen takes them. We all move on with our life. Now we get to Wednesday afternoon. Their stepmom's about to come pick them up after school at my house. And all of a sudden, Hudson looks at Owen and goes, where'd you get those headphones? And I go, what do you mean, where'd you get those headphones? I asked you 2 days ago if those were yours, and you told me three times they weren't.
No.
Well, I've been missing my headphones for 2 days.
Buddy. Oh,
so now Owen's been using them for 2 days, and Hudson has no headphones, and Hudson didn't tell anyone or tell me that he had lost them.
No, he told you he had his headphones.
You're right, he did. He told me three times he had them. So I, at that point, thought, I'm not giving these back to Hudson. Like, they're Owen's now. He's been using them for 2 days. I asked Owen, and I looked at Hudson. I go, I don't even know how to help you right now, because part of me, the guilt, wants to give them back to you, but the other part of me is like, dude, you're lost. Learn lesson. You didn't listen. I asked you three times if these were yours. You told me that they were not, or I said, do you have your headphones? And you said yes three times.
Yeah.
And so now 2 days later, you're going to come at me and say,
now you're tripping, talking about
my headphones.
Yeah.
So now he's upset. upset? Very upset, which is making me upset because he's watching his brother wear his headphones, and now he's the sibling anger.
When your siblings start using your stuff and you know it's your stuff,
right in front of him. So Owen's sitting right in front of him, he's on the headphones.
I'm triggered.
And Hudson's angry. Yeah. He's like, whatever. They probably have earwax on him now anyway. You know, he's like saying every mean thing he can to his brother because he's so mad.
That's why I let Angie keep my headphones. She took them for, she had them for way too long. I don't want any of that ear juice on my ears now.
See? Yeah. So Hudson is very upset, and their stepmom pulls up. I'm like, thank God. For once, I don't want a mom anymore. I don't want a mom anymore.
Bye.
So I go outside. He goes, don't go out there. I go, it's your stepmom. She's known you most of your life. She can hear this story. She's seen you upset. Chill out,
and
my guy.
And you're about to get in the car salty anyway. I'm about to tell her what's wrong.
So I walk out there, and I'm like, hey. And I'm like, so turns out, you know, we have a headphone dilemma, and quite honestly, I don't want to deal with it. So you guys can get him another pair, because I'm sick of this headphone drama, because this has been a thing.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I kind of did that to the step. I was like, your turn. I'm tapping out. Bye.
Girl,
and
I rarely do that. Here's the T. Tap. Your turn.
So Hudson comes out angry. She's like, hey, Hudson. You know, he's like mean mugging us. You know, he's mad at the world.
Salty.
Oh, I've won't even say bye or I love you to me. You know, he's 12.
Chip on his shoulder.
And he gets in the car. I felt so bad. I felt so bad.
Why, though?
Because I felt like I just gave... I knew they were Hudson's in the end. I didn't know it until the end. But then I felt bad when I realized they were Hudson's. And that's where I felt like the moral dilemma was, because I gave them to Owen.
I guess
and then I stood on that and I said, sorry, they're Owen's now, which I felt even worse about.
You asked three times knowing they were Hudson's, didn't you?
See the moral dilemma? Why is a
you knew they were Hudson's.
This is where parenting is so hard. You try to do the right thing. You try to get them to listen. Sorry, I'm on one now. You try to get them to listen. They tell you whatever you want to hear, and then when there's a problem, now it's my problem and they're upset, which the mom guilt and seeing our children sad upsets us even when they're in the wrong. So now I have the guilt and now I'm upset because they didn't listen.
Answer my question.
Sorry, what was the question?
You knew those were Hudson's headphones
I
when
did
you
not.
Asked them three times.
I swear to...
In the back of your mind, you were like,
yes.
Are you sure these aren't yours? I'm pretty dang sure these are yours.
I did, but after the third time, I thought, well, it's
Fine.
A miracle because I had moved the couch. Maybe we truly just found Owens. In my mind, everyone had headphones again. It was a great day.
It was great.
Until Wednesday, when it all, you know what, broke loose.
Uh-huh.
And So am I the jerk for standing on business and giving Owen Hudson's headphones and then Hudson having none?
Yes. Yeah.
Forget you.
No, hear me out. Hear me out.
Really?
Hear me out.
Tell me.
You stood on business on the wrong side of the line.
What do you mean?
You did, and I know you didn't know officially for sure 1,000% that they were Hudson's headphones.
I didn't. And we said no, I assume they weren't.
But you gave him the benefit of the doubt when you know we got to doubt these kids 100% of the time with everything they say. Come on now. I figured that out by now. I know you know better than that. You knew they were Hudson's.
No.
And you should have gone, boy, look for them headphones because I know you're not looking. Stop telling me not moving.
And that's where you're wrong. I don't have to go back up there after three yells and tell him look in his room. Like, he had numerous chances. And so whoever texted
in. You got three Mississippis, my boy.
Thank you. Whoever texted in, take better care of your stuff, kid. This is a life lesson. I feel that because I was truly ecstatic when I thought they
this
were not Hudson's. And we found the missing headphones. I was like, everybody's happy again. Yay. And then, boom.
Yeah. Nope.
Then Hudson decides 2 days later, wait a second.
Those are my headphones. Now you got to take the headphones from Owen, too, and nobody's got headphones now.
No.
Everybody's got to suffer.
I'm not making it. Now you see even, no. No. Even Waylon and Chair in the background going, you're wrong, DZ.
Mama Chair said, we're out of here. Bye. Okay, enough, DZ.
All right.
DZ's just on one.
Somebody texted in, mom guilt is the worst. 414-533-1037. That is the number you can call. She literally walked out.
She said, we're out of here.
She said, we're leaving this
DZ
place.
DZ tripping.
That is so funny. All right. You can text or you can call. Am I the jerk for giving Owen Hudson's headphones, even though when I found out 2 days later they were now I still feel bad about it.
Business on the wrong side of the line
now,
G.
There is a finale and I'll tell you that at the end. I'll tell you what happened at his dad's house.
So there's more?
That doesn't involve us, though.
Okay.
I will tell you what the resolution was when they got to their dad's, because I know everybody wants to know what happened with the headphones. Did you just stand on... Did their father stand on business?
Did you take them away?
You.
What happened?
So, am I the jerk for giving them? Gina in New Berlin said, offer Hudson them back, but that means Owen gets new ones.
Mmm. Hold on, no, but Owen's been missing his headphones for months, too. That's no solution to this issue. Mm-hmm. Everybody loses headphones now, and everybody got to listen to everything through the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of texts and calls. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's is my moral dilemma, which I was genuinely distraught. I'm not even trying to exaggerate. I was upset about this whole situation at my house. I still feel bad about the whole thing.
As a parent, it makes sense, though. You know, you think your house is set in order. Everybody has their things and belongings and great until wah, wah.
I didn't know if I did the right thing, though. That's where the moral dilemma was. Owen had lost his headphones for months. I found a pair under the couch. I asked Hudson three times, do you have your headphones?
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe he lost them. He said yes.
You gave him the three strikes
two
for sure.
2 days later, he comes out and goes, "What's Owen doing with my headphones out of nowhere?" And I'm like, "Oh." So
you
I
gave
let
him
Owen
too
keep
much.
Them.
You gave him too much grace and knowledge. You said, "Oh no, I believe you, baby. Those aren't your headphones." You said it three times. Of course, you knew those were his. You knew they were his.
All right, let's go to OG Lori. Let's start with her this morning at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer. Our girl. Hey, girl.
What up, what up? Good morning.
Hey, gee, wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Am I the jerk for letting Owen keep Hudson's headphones?
Absolutely. 10 toes down, 1,000% not
jerk.
Jerk.
What? Thank you, Lori. Finally, somebody has my back around
my
here.
My children are in their 30s. And let me tell you how many times I have had that same problem.
Really?
And it's like, you know what? You are not their friend. You are their parent. You are to teach them how to stand on their own 2 feet when you're dead and gone from this world. If you don't take care of your stuff, nobody else is taking care of it. If you lose it, too bad, so sad, bye-bye.
The thing is, I feel like he will never lose his headphones again because of this traumatic moment for him where his brother got his headphones.
That might
be
all it takes, though.
And I thought, that might work then, you know?
I am a very, very firm believer that sometimes you have to learn life lessons the hard way.
Yeah.
You can teach your children,
but until they experience, dang it, I made a mistake. I should have did this or that.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. The stove is hot. The stove actually is hot. Wow.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're right. That's how we learn, by making mistakes. That's how humans learn, period.
Period.
Yeah, all right, Lori, thank you. You know what? Love you. Thank you for saying I'm not the jerk.
Love
because
you guys
I have been.
Too, and I'd like to say thanks, Waylon and family, for coming in today. It's so nice you got to do that.
Aww. That's awesome.
It was great having Waylon and his mom.
He needs a theme song.
Basically.
He does need a theme song.
His theme song is the bike man, because he's out here bringing bikes for this bike drive.
1 week from tomorrow.
There's actually a bicycle song. It's called I Want to Ride My Bicycle by... I think I don't know. It's a rock band, though.
Okay.
Text it to us, Lori. Text it to us.
Seriously, Lori. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk.
We love you, OG.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Nikki in West Dallas. I want to know if I'm the jerk because I gave the lost headphones I thought were Owen's to Owen, and they turned out to be Hudson's, and now we got a family fight going on.
It's West Dallas. They're definitely calling you a jerk.
Because I gave them to Owen, and then I stood on it when I realized they weren't Owen's.
Nikki,
hi.
Nikki, morning.
Good morning.
Hi, am I the jerk for giving the headphones to Owen permanently?
Be real.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Why not? Go on.
Go on.
And it's a mother thing. Yeah, you're going to have the guilt, but you asked him time and time again, and then he ultimately, not only did you not know he didn't have them, 2 days later he decided to tell you. So when he was going and telling you, oh yeah, I got him. He didn't want you to know that he lost his just like his brother has.
Ooh, Nikki.
Well, and he even said to me, you know what he said to me, Nikki, when his stepmom showed up and he had to go outside before, you know, he's like, you don't even care. That's the sentiment. He goes,
he hit you with that line?
He said, you don't even care. I said, it's not that I don't care. It's that I can't fix it right now because you're leaving and I just found out about this and it is what it is.
Yeah.
So Owen's keeping them. You lost them and I don't know what to say, but I felt bad the whole time.
And you're going to.
That's the guilt trip. That's what they do to you.
You don't even care.
They're like, get you as much as they can. You know what he said? Guilty.
You know what else he said, Nikki? Speaking of the guilt trips, he said, whenever we fight, you just go in your room and shut the door.
Because I ain't trying to fight y'all.
Because like, why? Why do I get involved? It's a waste of my time anymore. You'd end up laughing and giggling at the end, and then I wasted all my energy yelling at you.
And now I'm mad.
And now I'm mad.
Now we're all unhappy.
Girl. When he said, you go in your bedroom and ignore, I'm like, you're damn
yes,
right.
Yes, you are right.
I shut the door, and I go, leave me alone.
So Nikki's on your side here, going, girl, not the jerk.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I ultimately would have took, at the end of it, once Hudson came and said, oh, well, those are mine. I would have literally took it and be like, nobody has any.
Yep. Well, I thought about that, but that was, you know what? That maybe would have been it, that they both lost them, so nobody has them now.
Because clearly everybody lost the headphones.
But
Hudson lost them, Owen lost them.
Then I would have felt worse because I gave them to Owen. So now I'm taking, you know what I'm saying? There's so many layers.
Put them bad boys back behind the couch. See who finds them themselves. See who finds them themselves.
That's a good idea.
Those are your headphones, Mom. You found them. See, now y'all got me flipping sides and getting angry.
See? Man, you were on the wrong side to begin with.
And pawn them off. So that was a good, like, quick little outing right there for you.
Yeah.
I'll buy them for $20. What's
okay.
up?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how it all ended in a second. Hold on. So there you go. So, okay, thanks for calling, Nikki.
Thank you. Love y'all.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Last but not least, Adrian is calling in Milwaukee. I got two not the jerks. Is it going to be three? Because
nah.
I feel so bad. I was really upset about this. Like, I was like, man, parenting sucks when this kind of stuff happens. This is hard because I have so much guilt.
Parenting sucks 9 out of 10, and then they look at you all cute, and all of a sudden it's 10 out of 10 amazing.
I know. I want to teach them, like, right from wrong. Wrong, and then they make me crazy.
Well, they innately want to keep doing wrong.
Right. What is that about?
What is that?
Why?
Whereby?
Hey, look, Mama, you not the jerk.
Thank you. Is that it? Are we done? Can we move on now? Okay.
I got my headphones on a leash.
Yeah. So you don't lose them. Oh, it's because they're right. Bluetooth and wireless. That's why they keep losing them. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. I mean, you're not the jerk. Obviously, we know that. But now, yeah, it's because they're the Bluetooth ones and they could just go wherever, fall wherever they're tiny. Yeah. All these boys got to go back to the wires.
These were corded.
Oh, they were corded?
Yeah, sorry. I was getting a message right as I was reading the text. Yeah, no, they're corded. No. These are corded, you guys.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Forget the AirPod.
Nah, forget these kids.
No, these are corded, you guys.
Oh, man.
These were corded.
They're like $40.
They're corded iPhone headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Adrian, real quick, I'll tell you, since I'm not the jerk today. So they went to their dad's, and then I texted their dad and stepmom the next day, and I said, whatever happened with the headphones? Like, what was the finale? Because I kind of had to stop thinking about it, so I wouldn't be more upset.
Right.
And then they wrote back and said, oh, it's fine. We got Hudson a pair. So Hudson ended up getting a pair, like a used pair from his stepmom, because they were corded.
Oh, bet.
So she just went and found an old pair and gave him a pair, and then they all moved on with their life.
Everybody was happy.
So he did get headphones eventually, but not before. At least he won't lose them at my house anymore.
You think he's still salty that Owen now has his headphones and he's got used replacement headphones?
Maybe.
I got a question, Allie.
Yeah, what's up?
Ain't Owen the one that always wears the robe?
No, it's Hudson.
Hudson, the younger one.
Owen's the older one. Hudson's the younger one. Hudson always wears the robe.
Okay,
he's the one that lost the headphones.
Hudson with the hoods, Owen the older one.
Yeah. There you go. Hudson with the hoods. There you go.
Oh,
yeah. Man. Everybody gets them mixed up, though, but they do look exactly alike, so fine.
Yeah, they're carbon copies.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Adrian.
Much love, man.
Bye.
Peace, Papa.
So my heart was fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When I knew they all had headphones, even though I don't know if that was the answer, but I just wanted it dealt with.
You should still take everybody's headphones once they get home. Nope. Everybody's headphones are still lost.
Ruin their weekend.
Ruin the entire... No! Wait, you got them this weekend?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no, yeah. Leave the headphones.
Oh my gosh. All right, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.